and we love to highlight Arizona Farm Bureau on the first Saturday of the month. And fall is one of my favorite times because we have so much to choose from in the Arizona produce department. And this month, we're going to talk about chilies. Chilies are known as the most popular flavoring in the world. And to talk about that with us is Jan Diotri, Arizona's favorite chef.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I took your information about chilies, Jen, and I turned it into one incredibly flavorful, easy, super go-to dish that I think is going to be your new favorite, and it's honoring chilies.
Well, I can't wait to talk about it, but I have one little caveat to tell everybody.
Yeah.
You always say, don't do a recipe the first time for guests. Take Jan's word for it. Do not practice on guests. My watermelon cake from July or whatever was hideous. Dr. Seuss cake. So practice on yourself and then fix it for guests.
No, it's so weird because we did talk about that and you did ask me, you said, what's one tip that we can give listeners? And I said, just never make the recipe until you do it once and then you can tweak it. You can add more salt or pepper if you want. And what did you do?
I tweaked it. I didn't even know I was tweaking it. You really mean it, though. So get on those one-minute videos and really pay attention. And
that's right. Okay. Yes, on my Facebook page, I have one-minute kitchen videos. I've got many, many of them now. And this one, though, I will go out on a limb, Jen, and tell you that I think you could do this one first time out. It's so simple.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so this is a super simple chili enchilada. And there is a magic bullet in a bottle, and this is called Herdez guacamole salsa. You can now find it in most stores. It's so popular. H-E-R-D-E-Z. It's a guac salsa, Jen, and all you do is pour that over your enchiladas. So you're going to get corn tortillas.
Corn. It has to be corn tortillas.
Get corn tortillas. Put the salsa, this guacamole salsa, in a skillet and heat it up. Add some cream or milk, about a half a cup, just to smooth out the flavor because it's got a kick. Then you're going to take corn tortillas, not flour tortillas, corn tortillas, and you're going to take them and you're just going to dredge them. And I'm doing that right now.
Look at that. Yeah.
I'm dredging the tortilla while it's sitting in there. You take rotisserie chicken from the store and then sprinkle it with a little bit of cheddar or jack.
Okay.
Roll it up, put it in a casserole, and then the remainder of the guacamole salsa that you have in your skillet, pour it right over the top. Add some cheese, put it in the oven for a half an hour. And I just pulled this out of the oven and I'm going to scoop up a beautiful enchilada for you. And if you can hand me your plate right there, this is a big one. This is a giant size. Look at how easy that is.
Wow.
The cheese is gooey. The chicken is already cooked.
Wow, what a lot of flavor. That is great.
And so easy. You don't have to worry about making guac salsa. You don't have to worry about doing the chilies. It's all in this jar. It's a 15-ounce jar, and that's going to make a nice big casserole of enchiladas for you.
Well, be sure you celebrate chilies. This would be a great recipe for company.
Perfect, perfect.
Coming over would be great for tailgating. So, and you can find the recipe on our blog at rosieonthehouse.com, or do you have it on yours as well?
I sure do. You can go to jandiotri.com or Facebook, One Minute Kitchen, and look for the guacamole salsa enchilada.
Thanks for stopping in.
Absolutely.
Romy, do you have a favorite green chili cheeseburger? There's a place just outside of Santa Fe that makes the best green chili cheeseburger. I drive 40 miles out of my way anytime I'm near there just to get one. But on the way home from New Orleans, your mom and I stopped in El Paso, stayed in a downtown hotel, and the lobby of that hotel served me, I think, the best green chili cheeseburger I have ever had.
So your next detour is a little more than 40 miles.
I would drive back to El Paso for that green chili cheeseburger. It was absolutely phenomenal. We're here this morning with Robert Steve from the Arizona Highways Magazine. We want to talk a little bit about our upcoming staycation where we send our listeners of the show around the state to great places to stay. Jennifer just sent a couple up to La Posada in Winslow.
Yeah, one of the great great old hotels, Mary Jane Coulter. Beautiful spot in Arizona.
Jennifer and I were recently driving through there, and we took a detour just to go get the gift shop. She wanted to buy some of the stamped copper mirrors for her sister for Christmas or some. I hope she's not listening. I just blew that one, didn't I?
Yeah, but it's a great spot. I don't know how their green chili cheeseburgers are, but I know that they have a beautiful dining room up there, and it's just a classic experience and one of the great historic buildings here in our state.
Staying at La Posada, dining in the turquoise room. If you've never tried the wild game dish, I think it's venison, antelope,
elk,
and elk. It is an absolutely fabulous dinner. With all that said,
just to try that sounds good.
All your holiday shopping, get to Arizona. Shop ArizonaHighways.com. Robert, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. We're always happy to stop in.